On a plot of land in south central Minnesota, Tom Conlin raises about 2,400 hogs. Nothing extravagant around here, just an average feedlot.
This barn's 40 feet wide and 120 feet long. It'll hold 600 pigs. What you can see when you look around, you'll see a feed bin where they get their water from, and then you'll see a cement floor with grooves or slits in it.
As the animals move around, the waste drops through those slats into a basin. The manure pile grows by 6 inches a month. Right now, we're standing above about 2 feet of waste.
The smell today isn't bad at all. It's like a bathroom. If you come into the bathroom after somebody's gone in there, yeah, you notice it, but you go in there anyway.
On days when facilities like Conlin's do smell bad, neighbors frequently consider it to be a nuisance. But this irritation is more than the rural version of a yappy dog or living on the bus line. This is an issue that some neighbors feel affects their physical and mental well-being. Kendall Thews with Northern Illinois University. He says these concerns are a major result of the new scope of animal production.
As a consequence, we see the growth of very large facilities, whereas 30 years ago, 200 to 300 sows per farm might have been medium or large size. Today, a 200 to 300 sow farm is dwarfed by facilities that can have upwards of still 40 to 50,000 sows at a single site. So this is a dramatic shift in a very short period of time, and as a consequence, there are lots of environmental, public health, and rural social issues that have not caught up.
For about 20 years, scientists and farmers have looked at the health effects of people who work inside these facilities. University of Iowa's industrial hygienist Steve Reynolds.
You take a worker that's been in the industry maybe for 6 to 10 years, and they have respiratory problems that look like what you would see in a heavy smoker, a variety of respiratory effects that, you know, we have a pretty good understanding of how those are related to the excessive exposures that they can experience.
And now researchers are learning these same problems are affecting neighbors as well. Again, Kendall Thu.
The fact that the constellation of symptoms that are being experienced by these neighbors is similar to those among confinement workers gives us a reason to believe that we now have a public health problem rather than simply a nuisance issue or an occupational health issue. It sort of blossomed into a larger issue.
Chemical gases like ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, along with dander, dust, and bacteria are all a part of the chemistry of emissions. Researchers say there are roughly 168 different chemical substances in these emissions. Some just plain reek, while others can be toxic to the people who work on the farm. Yet, just as emissions are a complex cocktail of elements, so are the health effects of those emissions. So, Thu cautions against looking only at the medical side of the issue. According to the anthropologist, oftentimes social, psychological, and financial factors play an equally important role. Marvella Record and her husband Earl are 79 and 80. They live in southern Minnesota, near more than 10,000 pigs and 2 manure lagoons, one the size of a football field. The facility moved in 23 years ago. Marvella says they've had cold-like symptoms ever since.
We got very sick. You get a headache, you get an upset stomach, and you get nauseated, everything. The whole ball, I mean, it's just everything. You're just sick. You can't breathe. And as the years have gone on, there are days that I can't stand it outside. I can barely make it back to the house. You're a prisoner in your own home, and I am not kidding.
Paul Sundberg, a veterinarian for the National Pork Producers Council in Iowa, agrees that facilities aren't sterile, and at certain concentrations, emissions can cause health effects. He also understands people are angry and frustrated, but he says those emotions can impair the scientific process.
Health effects needs to be defined, and it's a very difficult area of scientific investigation, partly because it is not only a physiological or a psychological reaction, it can also be an emotional reaction. And therefore, when you have emotions play in, it's difficult to have scientific measurements because emotions change, and it's difficult to control.
As research attempts to pinpoint why neighbors near feedlots complain of ill health, communities remain divided over the volatile issue of emissions, and for people like Marvell and Earl Record, they're anxious for answers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Gornstein.